From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is on assignment. The National Mall in Washington was the scene of mass protest today. Demonstrators demanded a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. NPR's Andrea Hsu has the first of two reports.
The crowd stretched for blocks and blocks as far as the eye could see. There were all types, older folks in tie-dyed skirts, union members in dark jackets, and the women's peace group Code Pink, decked out in pink feather boas. Member Dara Lindenbaum said her group's message is simple.
Peace. Get these troops out. Women say pull out. Get them out now. Get them home, back with their families where they belong.
Not far away, a handmade sign, "I lost my dad in Iraq." That sign was made by 10-year-old Brooke Nyron, who said she came out for one reason.
Making our troops come home.
Brooke's dad, Nathaniel J. Nyron, died in Iraq on December 28, 2004. Brooke's mom, Courtney Nyron, was standing by her daughter's side.
Our troops need to come home. No more children need to lose their parents. No more parents need to lose their children.
Still, she said, coming today was difficult.
Because coming out here, people think, you know, that we're not supporting our troops, that we think our troops are in the wrong. They're doing their job.
That sentiment was echoed by members of the group Iraq Veterans Against the War. They took their place near the front of the protesters as they marched towards the Capitol.
I served in Iraq 1 month in Baghdad, 6 months in Al Anbar, 3 months in Balad.
That's Paul Abernathy, who served with the 3rd Infantry Division. He's now out of the military.
This is an illegal, unjust war. The things that we experienced have done nothing but solidify what we thought about the war. It has become a war on the Iraqi people.
As the protesters made their way back to the National Mall, their message was loud and clear. End the war now.
Bush's ratings on the ground.
Bush's ratings on the ground.
Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.